So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
I'd like to see if we can attack this a little bit.
Okay.
Just because, like, we're here for the fun, right? Like, this is sports. Let's have fun,
always,
right?
Always. That's you and I. Yeah. Like, and you and I promised we'd be authentic. And, you know,
sports,
authentically,
man.
We get frustrated. We get mad. We yell at electronics. But after a certain amount of time, it's like, all right, Jude, what do you want for dinner? Well, Mila, let's go. Let me push you on the swings.
And I don't want that to sound like, it's just sports. Like, no. It's sports. It matters.
Right. And it's our lives. It's our careers.
Completely. But what sort of gets me about whenever you have a big game against the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, I hate him.
Well, I just think that there's great fan bases, loud fan bases, obnoxious fan bases, but some of the fan bases have sort of like tweaked themselves into thinking either A, they've got an effect on the outcome of the game, or B, like the outcome of this game is a part of their being, right? So Philadelphia gets super activated in situations like this. Like I talked about on the crossover, we've got that one clip that goes out on the internet when you and I are sitting there talking, and I'm like, I've been to the link twice, and it's a good environment. It's loud. It's like, it's good fan base. No surprise there, but like they think they're super scary, and it's not really that scary. And I was at the link when their rival was in town, not the Niners. I've never been to a Niner game at the link. I've been twice when the Cowboys are there.
Should be number one rival.
Should be.
Followed by Washington or New York.
Correct.
And then everybody else. Probably the Niners would be next.
Yeah. And like, yeah, it's loud and it's energetic and it's all of those things. But it's not like, oh gosh. I think sometimes Philly fans, certain Philly fans, I do think there are plenty of like regular people there who just put on a green jacket and go to the game. But certain members of that fan base like to think that it's like, you come into our building like you're going to get hurt.
You're scary.
Yeah. We're going to hurt you. We're going to beat you up. So they love to poke said bear. And have you noticed, and part of this might be our own station, because last time the Niners went there for the playoffs, Bonte and Joe go, they have their experience, which was not very positive.
No, it was beyond not very positive.
Right. I mean, it was not just fan stuff. It was racism and all of these
processed
awful things.
Meats and epithets both being hurled at them.
Right. So, which is both awful and not terribly surprising all at the same time. But in that game, when Philly fan wants to poke the bear, I feel like Niner fan poked back. Because I feel like Niner fan that week, we thought we were going to win. One thing I've noticed. I know people got, right, our conversation got hot at spots yesterday because for some, that felt like it was being defeatist. This whole idea of like, it's already been a great season. None of it's defeatist, but I've noticed that. There's a lot of action online. Your normal Philly trash talk that's looking for a response. And Niner fans this week have kind of just been like, just go be weird. Go be loud on your, like, I'm not engaging. I'm not engaging with you about this.
And you're not engaging in part because the reality is you have less of a chance, a much lesser chance to win based on the odds, the injuries, the situation, the recency bias, whatever you want to look at. And I'm going back to that game, and it was January 29th of 2023, so not quite 3 years ago, and the Eagles were favored by 2.5.
Yep.
And you thought the Niners would win. I thought that the Eagles would win, and we, you know, went back and forth, and I thought the Eagles were just a little bit of a better team, and then Brock gets hurt, and Johnson gets hurt, and McCaffrey's running wildcat, and Brock came in to try one play, and he couldn't, and 31-7, and we all were mad because that was unfulfilling. It was unsatisfactory. It's like going to a movie and 40 minutes in, the reel breaks, and then the guy goes, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
The movie's been canceled the reel broke. And for those of you who don't realize, it used to be actual film where movies were shown.
It's just like your flight getting canceled.
Or it's a power outage in the middle of a movie, whatever it is. And so, but the thought going in was 2.5-point dogs. You were 15-4. They were 15-3. We've got action. We're good enough to win this. Let's go get it done.
I thought they would win.
This time, the spread opened at 3, 3.5, and now everywhere I've looked, it's at 6. It might be 5.5. I can't find a 4.5. But
no, there's a fluctuation going on, but yes, FanDuel right now has it at 5.5.
Right, and what that tells me is that, and I was looking at FanDuel a little bit ago, and 5.5, and ESPN Bet has it at 6, and so the money is coming in by the truckload on Philadelphia. So I get where Niner fans are thinking. This is not 3 years ago where we had a swagger. We're going in there and like, this is the clash of the Titans. It's a Super Bowl matchup. This time it's like, well, I think they could. They might. If things go right, darn it.
It's not for me. I don't even think it's like, okay, you want them to win. I don't know if we're getting that far down the road with the analysis. Can they win? I think 49er fans right now almost feel paralyzed by last Saturday to the point where they're like, I don't know if we can move the ball. Like, I don't even know if we can get first downs. And I can't promise you that they will. Greg Cosell moments ago was just like, it's almost as big of a challenge. And by the way, this one's on the road. And by the way, it's going to be really windy. So all of that is true. Even with that said, I got to give credit, and I wish I could remember his name. There was a caller today on Steiny and Goose show, and I know ifs and buts and people, all that
candies
stuff.
Candies and nuts.
Candies and nuts.
It's a Low Neil classic.
But he's
all have a Merry Christmas.
He's like, okay, can we pretend for a second? Let's say Christian caught the ball. Just do that.
Okay.
Just Christian caught the ball.
And he goes in.
And he falls in.
You're down 13-10.
Okay. You might lose 13-10.
Yep.
You might lose 16-10.
You might win 16-13 in overtime.
You might, but just that alone, if Christian catches the ball and falls on the pylon, does it change the way you view 49er football this week? And I think that it does. And therefore, I think that there is kind of a quirky recency bias that has paralyzed the 49er fan base. I'd actually look at it a different way in that Seattle's a great defense. I understand that. I don't think the Niners are about to go bust 40 like they did against Chicago. But you tell me right now, when the Niners play, what's the outlier? What's the bigger outlier? 42 against Chicago or 3 against Seattle?
They're both outliers to me.
Are they? Because they scored 48 the week before.
Against?
The Colts.
Okay. Yeah,
it's a football team.
It is, but it's not the same Colts as it was in October.
No, but it's also...
The offense had been humming. You're not wrong. And against the Colts, I think you had Trent Williams, did you not?
And then
he got hurt against the Bears, right?
Correct.
In the first snap. So you were much more whole. You had Ricky Pearsall in that game as well. So the three might be more of the, quote, outlier. But if you want to go through the Niners season and look at what they did against great defenses, they weren't 30s and 40s. They were, 15s and 20s.
What if I pitch this at you? When Brock Purdy plays this year, let me make sure this is true. I think they were held under 20 points. Checks notes. They were held under 20 points twice.
Seattle.
And?
Seattle.
Exactly.
The number one defense in football.
So, they've gotten to 20 or more in every other game.
That he played.
Yes.
Right.
So, what does that mean this weekend? Probably not terribly much. I guess my point, though, is to think that last weekend is just... Here's what I see a lot. Well, that's the Niners against good teams. No, it's not. They have played a lot of good teams this year. Maybe not as many as people would like them to have played. But the outlier is... what happens against Seattle? That's the outlier so far.
Yeah, I don't quite see it that way.
How do you see it?
Well, I see it as everything is contextual because he plays against Jacksonville, and I guess he was hurt because he came back from the toe too soon.
He still scored more, though.
They put up 21.
Yep.
Okay, and then he's out for six games, and then Arizona, they're weak. He throws three picks against Carolina. You muster 20.
Yep.
I mean, 20's 20. 20's not three.
No, he was very bad that game.
You put up 26 against Cleveland in a tough spot. I thought that it was going to be a scheduled loss, but you win because you're going up against Shadur and an offense that's not very good. And then you beat Tennessee and Indy and Chicago. Chicago's got a bad defense as well. My point is, when you play good defenses, you're much more of a 20 to 25 point team. And yeah, recency bias is a real thing, and I'm just looking back, Mark, at the last time they went to Philly in the playoffs and how recency bias played into how we felt about their chances there. They open up in the wild card at home, and they beat Seattle 41-23 at home. Then Dallas comes in, and you gut it out. The defense is good, 19-12, so the offense hummed in one, the defense hummed in the other, and you're thinking, yeah, complimentary football, we've got everything we need to go to Philly and rock the Eagles and go to the Super Bowl. Well, right now, you don't have that same feeling. Even though the defense last week was, they're better against Chicago. It was like, oh my God, can you stop anybody?
They were better, yes.
They were better, but the offense was not. And so right now, you don't go in with that same sort of momentum on either side of the ball.
Oh, I accept all of that. I accept all of that. I don't even know necessarily from a score standpoint what I would predict. I would stay away from the over-under, for example. I think it's 44 for a reason. I think 44 is there to tantalize you on, like, come on, 44? They can go over that, especially with this Niner defense. I would love the over. Well, they may know that there are 40-mile-an-hour winds coming. You know, Greg Cosell thinks it's going to be very hard to come by points. I'm going to stay away from that whole thing. I'm just, here's the simplest way I can see it and say it. I think they're going to look different than they did last week. That's all. And I think they better.
Otherwise, your little date activity is going to be kind of a bummer early.
No.
If they don't look better, I mean, you'll still have fun because you guys always do. And you're a happy couple, and I love that about you.
Food will be great.
Yeah.
Drinks will be,
will be next level.
The drinks will be wet.
It'll be phenomenal, no matter what.
Exactly.
But I do think, are they going to be the offense against Chicago? Or are they going to be the offense against Seattle? Probably somewhere in between.
I would agree with you, but that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, I'm not saying the Niner offense is going to roll. This is a hard one. There's no question about it. I just think that the Niners have been a certain thing for an entire year, and we've arrived here, and what I hear a lot is the Niners are what they were last week. And that always fascinates me. You see it a lot. Hell, the Chronicle ran a story today about how the Brock Purdy doubters are back. And that's fine. That's normal. That's sports. But it's like, why would that be the case? You go out there, your offense scores 3 points in a big game. I get it. That's a stinker for the offense. But the season ends. Brock Purdy, your starting quarterback, as a starter, is 7-2. Finishes with the second highest QBR in the entire NFL, and we're doing stories about the doubters are being back.
Right.
At minimum, I can say you're overdoing one game.
Of course.
Now, if it happens again, let's talk. But we're paralyzed right now.
Well,
by what happened last week.
And if you want to look at just Brock last week, he was fine. Your word, the word you opened up our run with 4 years ago. And fine. Brock was probably a C. I think that's what Grandy gave him in Grandy's grades. He was just kind of there. He didn't do anything really terrible. He didn't do anything really special. He didn't have a lot of opportunity. So if you want to go ahead and judge somebody based off of that one game where you had no flow, like Greg Cosell said to us last hour, you had no offensive flow, you had no time, you had no separation, you had no Trent, you had no Purcell, you had a lot of things that were not working for you. And yet you only lost by 10. So if they go out and they do that again offensively, well, you're going to lose probably 27-3.
Mm-hmm.
Bet the under.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I look at the under at 44.5, and I think that's about the starting number, 45, as your buddy John Avello would tell us from Vegas. 45 is kind of like the mean number, but in the wind against a really good defense and two teams that want to possess it, I think that this feels a little bit more like a 40-point total. Or less.
Well, then that, I mean, you're telling me the Niners aren't going to score any points.
They might win 40-0.
They might. That's not what you're
saying. They're allowed to. No. Yeah, that's and the not pick is saying. In. The pick will be revealed in an hour.
Yeah.
I got 5 picks to make, and all 5 are in.
I guess, let me ask you this, and this is for all of you. 888-957-9570. We would love to hear some of your thoughts on this. Like, how many points do you think the Niners are going to score this weekend? And let me sort of, maybe I can pitch this a little bit of a different way. Are you expecting the 49er offense to look the same this weekend as they did last weekend?
They'll be better.
I would bet. Ready for this now. You pick the embarrassing act, whatever you want. I will bet every single thing I own that the Niners score more than 3 points.
All right. Well, I was going to say shave an eyebrow, but I don't know if we have enough shaving cream in the city to get that thing done.
They are impressive, aren't they?
Prolific. I mean, I'm just jealous because my eyebrows, like, I pluck a hair and it doesn't grow back. So, like, my eyebrows now are on the witness protection program.
I pluck a hair and it starts laughing at me. Totally. And it's like, what about now?
We'll be back at lunch.
I'm here again. Anyway, go ahead.
The Niners, if they don't score 24, they can't win. That's my Adrian. I think 24 is the number.
I like that number, but I wouldn't say they can't.
Well, I think that I think Philadelphia is going to have the ability against this beleaguered defense and the law firm of Kendricks and Wallow and a pass rush that's non-existent and a mobile quarterback who normally gives the Niners trouble and 2 receivers on the outside who aren't always easily guardable and a tight end who's going to be going up against the aforementioned law firm. I see Philadelphia being able to get 3 touchdowns, not easily, but I see them being able to get to 20, 21 points. So I don't think that the Niners are going to win a game 13-9. I think if they're going to win, they're going to have to get north of 24 in order to outgun a Philadelphia team.
Yeah, there were 4 times this year that the Niners basically, actually maybe 5 times. 5 times this year they held an opponent to a spot where one of those ugly numbers would have been good enough to win.
Yep.
Seattle, actually I guess 6 times. Seattle scored 13 points both times they played them. Arizona scored 15. Let's see.
The Falcons got 10.
Only scored 10. The Browns only scored 8, and the Panthers only scored 9. So, and I know that every single one of those comes at a different time of year, and maybe those aren't very good teams. Seattle's a good team, but you get it. But
yep.
that's 6 games. That's over a third of their schedule.
Yep.
I'm not predicting.
The Seattle game was a Bosa-Warner combo.
Yep, the first one.
Right.
And they scored 13 last week, too.
Arizona, is that when Bosa got hurt?
It is when Bosa got hurt, and obviously it was a Mac Jones game. 16.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
15, Niners win.
But the defense, they give up 15.
Yeah.
And then Atlanta was just one of those crazy Shanahan specials where you run it 40 times and stuff. And Atlanta with Michael Penix. So everything is context where you beat Penix, you beat Grandpa Rivers, you beat Shadur in his debut. So there were a lot of things that kind of broke your way in matchups. And this is not that. You're facing the defending champs with a quarterback at home who can be electric. And when he's not electric, he doesn't usually give you the ball.
I understand all of that. How often do you get to the end of a Sunday and think to yourself, well, that surprised me? I would argue it's most of the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Survivor pools are really hard. Why? Because like it's different every week. So I guess, and again, I'm trying to say this without telling you all of a sudden that I think the Niner offense is going to go out there and just be prolific this weekend. I don't think that. I think that there's going to be some sloggy stuff going on out there this weekend. But I really do feel like the more I think about this, the more I listen to people talk about it, I think we've become paralyzed off of what happened last week. And I get it. But that's what we, I think a lot of football fans, that's how we process things. We see something, and then we go, okay, I'm going to bet this was going to happen next week. And it's like, it doesn't really work that way.
A little bit of the Draymond Green factor where...
What do you mean?
Just December, oh, Draymond, he was so bad. And then the last two or three games, he's kind of been back, other than he still can't shoot, but he's been back to playing like Draymond.
Totally.
So the recency bias part of it, you know, I've been running a lot of numbers. I did multiple deep dives today. One thing that I did, last eight playoff years, road teams have won at a winning percentage of 316, which tells me if there are six playoff games, you're looking at two road teams who are going to win. And I guess we could assume that the Rams are going to beat Carolina.
Well,
and I'm not assuming that you will. But if you were to pick two road teams who are going to win outright, who would those two be?
Okay, let me look.
Green Bay at Chicago.
Houston will be one of them.
Houston will beat Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go ahead and grab that one right now.
Okay.
Because I can already tell you. All right, I'll share this with you. The playoff pool that I'm in.
Okay.
Is just winners, no spreads, just winners.
You pick to win the game.
And I only picked two road teams. However, that's slanted.
Oh, boy.
Well, the Niners are one of them. But, like, if you put a gun to my head, am I telling you I super-duper actually think the Niners are going to win? Or am I slotting this pool in such a way where it's like, I want to unabashedly root for the 49ers, so I'm going to pick the Niners and I'm going to pick them low.
Also, there's
pick them super low.
I mean, part of that strategy, too, is the assumption would be with a six-point spread that 84% of the pickers in your pool will go the other way.
There's a strategic nature to it. I think most people would tell you that Houston that's the biggest road favorite, right? I'm outside of the Rams.
Yep.
Outside of the Rams. Did you say outside the Rams or can I take the Rams?
You can take the Rams because I said outside the Rams and you made a face like,
No, Rams and Texans. Rams and Texans.
And then the Niners would be your third most likely? And it's hard for you because emotions are such a part of everything you do in life.
Well, people, right now, I bet people are screaming Bills.
Yeah.
Bills.
I know you like the Jags.
I don't think the Bills are going to win this weekend. I just don't.
You like my Jags.
I do not think the Bills are going to win this football game this weekend. I do not. Yeah. I do not think the Bills are going to win this weekend.
The other interesting one is the Chargers, who were up like 80-3 last time they were in New England in the playoffs and they lost. I heard E tell a great story earlier about how his mom was like, walked to the kitchen and started swearing.
How long ago was that?
Not that long ago, I don't think.
I thought the Chargers' big blown lead in the playoffs, if it was with Justin Herbert, that was Jacksonville, not New England.
Yeah, I didn't catch the year.
Okay.
I'll find it.
Okay,
it was Jacksonville like 3 years ago?
Yeah, but not New England. It was New England, that was a long time ago. That was not these Chargers. These Chargers have been to the playoffs twice, and they have 0-2. They lost last year against Houston.